Well, today we expect the House of Assembly to have a third reading and final reading of the bill, extending time for the commission to hold the elections in April next year, as it requested a few weeks ago.
Is the Electoral Commission confident that the House of Representatives will pass the law today, Wednesday, to ensure that elections are carried out in April as the Electoral Commission has proposed?
Yes. Just yesterday, they held a public hearing and assured all Nigerians and members of the international community who were in attendance that today's reading of the bill will be the final one, after which the law will be subjected to approval by the speakers of the 36 states of the Federation. And in another 2 weeks, the law will now be gazetted. And that means that the commission will now operate from a strong position of law to conduct the elections as extended by the National Assembly.
Will this ensure that the commission can organize a credible election that will meet international standards, as well as satisfy the average Nigerian that indeed this election will be free and fair?
Yes, it would. You are aware, the commission had always insisted that the initial time frame was too tight and that it would do a better job, a qualitatively better job, if it was given more time. And massively, the National Assembly and the political parties in unison appreciated the need for the extension of this time.
Has the Electoral Commission put in structures in terms of civic education to sensitize and educate Nigerians ahead of the April general elections?
Already it has started sensitization campaigns in the media, placing jingles on the national network radio. It is carrying out a number of workshops with stakeholders in the election process. In fact, as a matter of fact, today, I just came out of a workshop organized on the theme around the security challenges of the 2011 general elections. So the commission is now resting on its oars. It is sensitizing Nigerians and all stakeholders in the process that it is prepared to conduct a voter registration exercise that will give birth to a credible voters register and subsequently give birth to elections that are credible and acceptable to Nigerians and members of the international community.